call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City of Brewer, Wrangell, Alaska on Tuesday, July 25th, 2017 at 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Mark Mitchell, after which if we remain standing for the invocation to be given by Nettie Koval.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us in this room as all who have gathered for the betterment of this town and the peoples that live here. Be with each person that the words they speak be from you, and the ears also hear as you would have them hear. And as everyone goes home, keep them safe. And we thank you for the freedom of being able to meet and do the works publicly and openly, and with some joking even. We thank you for that. We have that privilege. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We have no ceremonial matters this evening. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Gilbert.
Here.
Persunka.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell. Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda, items 6A and 7A through 7D.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I'd like to call the listeners' attention to that ICER study that's included. It's pretty eye-opening, and it really doesn't bode well for Borough's financial situations. And I think everyone can get this online, so I think you ought to take an opportunity to look at it.
I agree. Thank you. Any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
So, does anybody have any questions with regard to the report that was provided in the packet?
Nope.
I do have a couple of additions, if that's okay, that I'd like to bring to your attention. So first and foremost, I'd like to thank the pool staff for their swift action over the weekend. There was an incident where two individuals were involved in a mishap in the pool, and one of those young individuals was potentially injured with a back or a neck spinal cord injury, and the pool staff took immediate action, went through the appropriate protocols, and so far as I know, there has been no injury to that person. So I just wanted to thank the pool staff for their swift actions. As I mentioned in the report that was in your packet, I was scheduled for a tour with Kate with the Parks and Rec Department today, and she and I spent a couple hours together going through the facilities and meeting a couple of the staff today, and I have a tour with Clay tomorrow, and I will be scheduling tours and discussions, individual discussions with the police and the fire chief as well. And then Terry with the Nolan Center and Margaret with the library are both out of town right now, so I will be getting with them when they're back. Related to the fire department, I had a discussion with Assemblymember Persunka yesterday and with some of the staff. As all of you know, the fire department is in desperate need of upgrades to the vehicles. And I come from Valdez, where we are able to upgrade our fire on a little bit earlier schedule than you guys are here. The fire department is getting rid of a vehicle right now. Unfortunately, they have promised it to the village of Chinega Bay, but in the next couple of months, they will be getting rid of a pumper truck that is 9 years younger than the one we have here. I spoke to the fire chief, and I spoke to the fire chief here, followed up with the fire chief in Valdez, and he asked me to write a letter asking for a donation of that vehicle. I have done so, and that was submitted at 9 o'clock this morning. So we're on the list for that. I don't know whether it will result in anything, but we're there on the list as with that as a possibility. I also included in the letter an interest if the city of Valdez should decide to divest itself of that vehicle via competitive auction or bid, that we would be interested in participating. I don't know that we would be able to, but I wanted to put that offer out there so that we would at least be included in correspondence related to that. We have had two very lengthy meetings, the staff and myself, over the last couple of days. I spent almost all afternoon with Lee yesterday going over the personnel regs and talking about a process. Right now, what he has done is provided some additional updates to me given our discussions yesterday. I'm going to go over those, and then I'm going to be scheduling a meeting with the department heads next week to talk about any concerns they have and come up with a process that I will then outline for you guys. As I mentioned in the report that was in your packet, I was concerned about having a one-hour work session with 60 pages worth of potential changes in which an hour's time is not enough to do anything substantive. And what I want to be able to do is bring meaningful chunks to you so there can be discussion that you guys can go over and provide appropriate input so that we can make those changes appropriately. So I'll be getting a schedule and a process to you in the near future. And I don't have a date to reschedule the work session that's been postponed, but that'll be coming up in the near future. And then I spent all afternoon today also with Lee and Amber and Carol talking about water system issues. And I will be providing a memo to you. All of us left with a list of action items we have to take care of, and then I'll be providing a memo to you that will probably come out via email here in the next week explaining what's going on, not only with funding, the funding package that was presented by USDA, but some other potential options to look at, and then all of the behind-the-scenes activities that are going on, just so that you have an understanding that we're working very diligently to come up with solutions, and don't know what that'll be yet. I'm hoping for some intervention from the force, perhaps. So we'll see, but we're working diligently on that. And just a reminder for everyone that Bear Fest is this weekend, so make sure you get out and enjoy the festivities. I know Carol's been hard at work planning for that, and we'll be working the next couple of days and over the weekend with regard to those activities and festivities here in town. And I think that's all I've got, if you have any questions.
First of all, welcome.
Yeah.
For folks at home, that's not Carol Rushmore. or Jeff Gameworth. So welcome, Lisa. We're thrilled that you are here and that you're jumping into things as quickly as you are. I do have a couple of questions. The first one is just the scrap metal situation at the dump seemed to get out of control this year, where we had so much stacked up, and I think a lot of it had to do with timing and trying to get folks here on their route through and so on and so on. And I would just like to make sure that we have a plan moving forward into the future that will mitigate that sort of extreme pile of scrap metal that we had. We were having trouble getting in and out of the transfer facility at one point. So I just want to make sure that we have something there on that.
So I did take a tour with Amber last week, and that was one of the things that was discussed. And I know that she's got some hopes for the future about how that would be handled. And so she and I can follow up and provide you with a more thoughtful response than here at the meeting.
That'd be great. And then just my second question is, I've had several members of the community ask me about sales of water to cruise ships. We've had quite a few through recently. My understanding is that there would be no sales to cruise ships at this level of alert. Is that indeed what's going on?
That is my understanding. I believe there was some confusion with the first or one cruise ship that came into town, and that was handled, but all subsequent cruise ships have been notified that there is no water sales to them. So okay. Am I correct? And
that's correct.
Okay.
And then following up with that, we are my assumption is that we're having regular meetings with our processors to ensure that they're we're working together and that they're happy and that we're keeping things flowing with the processors. Is that your understanding?
I will need to defer to Amber on that if possible.
We are communicating with them almost daily.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it for me.
Anyone else? Well, thank you very much. And,
I appreciate the, I know everyone's on alert on the water issue, but we really are entering crunch time for processing. Like, this is the peak. So the next, 4 weeks is, critical. And so the, the existing day-to-day is, number one priority. Midterm is next priority, So anyway, that's just, again, keeping everyone aware. And everyone in the community, too, that's listening, so that everyone in the community knows it's really important to be also conserving because this is the peak of processing.
And we're still on stage one, conservation.
Right.
And we had today, there was a fire call through the fire radio for a hydrant that was leaking on the road, which is great. Somebody saw a hydrant leaking and called dispatch, and we were able to get the crews out there to deal with that. You know, in the past, that might have sat just leaking, nobody would have thought twice about it. So I'm really pleased to whoever was alert and called that in.
Yeah.
That's great.
Any further things? Just like to add my welcome to Steve's and to the madhouse.
Well, if I may add one more thing, Mayor. The clerk, Kim, sent out a notice to all of you asking for your thoughts about goal setting work session here in the near future. I don't know if we're going to set a date for that tonight or if we're going to handle that by email.
Well, we can probably handle it by email, and I'll add Steve's scrap metal to the list.
List. I appreciate everybody's responsiveness. Some of you have responded just to Kim, and I think Assemblymember Decker, you responded to me as well, so I appreciate you guys getting back to her with that.
Thank you. Borough Clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. The only thing I had it in mind, I'm not sure if it's in yours, but I had the note, was for Southeast Conference in September. So we have the manager going, and also Assemblymember Decker is going to be attending. And then, of course, next month in August, you're going to be attending the AML Summer Conference meeting. And they're both in Haines this year, so
Yep. They're
going to be busy. Other than that, that's all I have.
Any questions, comments? Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any Assembly member have any report?
Go ahead.
Yes, Julie, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, as Assembly Member Rooney mentioned, about the ICER report. I didn't know what was the right spot for it, but I thought I'd put it under Borough Assembly Reports. And I was wondering if that's not on the Wrangell website, maybe we could put the ICER report there for the public to be able to easily find it.
I believe that it is.
Oh, it's also in the agenda packet.
Carol.
I think Carol has it on the website.
Yes.
Okay. But I had some stuff highlighted from it. But the reality is, if you just look at the executive's summary in the very beginning, it really kind of brings you the highlights. And then toward the end, there's lots of charts and lots of really good information. They call out boroughs specifically with their numbers and stuff, so you can see right where Wrangell falls. So, I mean, the basic idea is that it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I just wanted to follow up quickly again with the issue of the SEPA shutdown for our scheduled maintenance. We had marker ball replacement and some other upgrades at the Tyee plant scheduled. When we were unsure about the strike moving forward, the decision was made, and I sat in a meeting with Carol and Trey, and I believe Lee was there as well, where we discussed moving on to generators and what were the implications to the community if we did move on to generators, and then we were unable to do a switch back over to Tyee if for some reason the workers went on strike, what would that mean? And we made a decision, and that ultimately was Carol's decision, but it was certainly supported by myself and Trey, to move forward with not doing the shutdown. And there is going to be some financial consequences to the co-op or to the organization for that. We don't know what that is, and I'm sure I'll hear more about it in our next meeting. And I'm not sure what the ramifications to the community are, because it definitely falls on our shoulders that we could not move forward. I will say that we had overwhelming support from the other two communities to not do it and ensure that the lights stayed on in Wrangell, which is obviously crucial. But I just want to say I've had, again, several people comment to me about this and say that we were guaranteed by the union that they would be willing to have workers come in and do that switch if it was necessary. And my understanding is we never were guaranteed by the union that they were willing to have workers come back and do that switchover. We had union members say that they would be willing to do that, but not the union itself. The difference is once they go on strike, they're not working for us anymore. They are working for the union, and the union calls the shots. And without a letter of agreement stating that, they would provide workers to do the quite complex shift over from generators back over to line power. We could not put the community in peril by having that not guaranteed. As a matter of fact, the union made no communication to us at any time about that. So that was why the decision was made. I will report back on what the financial ramifications are, both to SEPA and potentially to the community as we move forward. So that's a status update on that.
Thank you. Anything further?
We have one letter of interest for vacancy on the Economic Development Committee from Mary Campbell. And without objections, I will appoint her to that board. And thank you for your interest.
Thank you.
Also, with the search taking over AICS, they requested that appoint a member of the assembly, preferably, to their board of directors as a representative from the assembly. Does any assembly member have any interest in serving on that as a liaison?
Was it staff or my understanding was assembly member or staff or manager?
Preferably they want an assembly
member. Preferably they want an assembly member, okay.
But the staff cut.
And this is an advisory board, correct?
It is, yes, it's just as a liaison.
Just to give a little bit of information, so this advisory board is scheduled to meet quarterly. So it's not a monthly or twice a month meeting board. They're just scheduled to meet quarterly.
Yes, Julie.
I was just thinking that since Assembly Member Rooney is the liaison to the Wrangell Medical Center Board, maybe it would be good overlap to have that sort of flow of communication between the two organizations.
That's true. That could be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's only quarterly. Okay.
You'll do that? Okay. Then I will point you to that.
Liaison.